God is a God of strategy. God had revealed unto us his children right from creation, right from the beginning, about the Holy Spirit. Right from creation, God began to reveal to us concerning his purpose for mankind, concerning the creation. He began to tell us, after he made the heavens and the earth, the next thing that he did was that we were told in scriptures, Genesis chapter 1, he says, and that the Spirit was moving upon the face of the earth. God, who is the God of purpose, and everything that he wants to reveal to his children, he shows to them in scriptures. So God has revealed to us that the things that he intended to do, the strategies that he had for you and I, the Holy Spirit must be involved. We are, as believers, to know that in our lives, in our situations, we cannot do with the person of the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third person of Trinity. Hallelujah. We know that we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit revealed to us from the beginning. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And the three walk in unison. The three walk together in the life of a believer. And we know that we are believers. A believer is one who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, who believes in all that God has said in the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you are a believer, you have been saved. Your mandate is the word of God. And everything in the word of God, God expects you and I to believe it, to walk according to the precepts that is set in scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. You've accepted the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior. You believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Then you also need to know that the Holy Spirit is going to do those things in your life that scriptures have said must be done. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 8? We'd like to take a scripture reading from the book of Acts. And we know that that book of Acts tells us a lot about the person of the Holy Spirit. And I'll quickly read from verse 1 to verse 8. It says, the former churches have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, for the word that we're about to hear. Lord, open our hearts to receive that which you're saying to us at this time. Father, I purge myself of every spirit of self. Lord, I ask that you fill me, that you use this lips of clay to pronounce and to teach your word to your people in the name of Jesus. I pray that all those who would hear, Lord, will believe that which the scriptures is saying, which God is saying to them in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So we said that right from the beginning, at creation, Genesis 1 and verse 1, Genesis 1 and verse 2, at the time of creation, the concept of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, had been in existence. It is not only in the New Testament that we begin to see more of the Holy Spirit that we think that he began to exist. No, he existed from time. God is God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He existed right from the beginning. He was introduced to us right at the beginning. Genesis 1 and verses 1 and verse 2. If you would please turn to that scripture and let us read it together and see what God introduced and revealed to his children. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He first created the heaven and the earth. And two, he says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved. So God is showing to us that whatever it is that God wanted to do something in the life of man, even before he created man, his spirit was already moving over the face of the earth. So for God, anything that he wants to do, the Spirit is involved. And he showed us that right from the beginning. The Spirit must be involved in all our lives. Now, John chapter 7 and 39 showed us that, well, Jesus Christ hadn't been made manifest. He said because he had not been glorified as at that time. So even though we say that he's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but because Jesus Christ had not been glorified at that time, he's a bit silent in this part of the work of creation. But we know that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they walk together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even when we turn our Bibles to Isaiah 63, all in the Old Testament, Isaiah 63 and verses 10 and 11 also reveals the person of the Holy Spirit. We are still seeing this Holy Spirit, if he was in existence, right in Old Testament. So Isaiah 63 and verse 10 is saying to us that even right through the old times, in the days of old, in the days of the prophets, they all walked through the power of the Holy Spirit. All that they did was by the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 63 and verse 10 tells us, it says, but they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy and he fought against them. But I'm trying to show you that the Holy Spirit had been there from the old times with the prophets. It says they vexed the Holy Spirit of God. They rebelled against him. The Holy Spirit that God was using in the lives of this prophet. 11, then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within them? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm convinced that all the things and all the miracles and things that all the prophets of old did was because God put his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in them. For example, Moses, the parting of the Red Sea. God did that also by his Spirit. Elijah, fire. The fire that he brought down by the Spirit of God. The prophet achieved all that they achieved in scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, for believers, remember that we are talking about the function of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. Once you are saved, you are baptized. At baptism, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 1 and verse 5. Can we turn together to that scripture? Acts 1 and verse 5. We just read that as part of our scripture. Acts 1 and verse 5, it says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. So for every one of us, as soon as we are saved, as soon as we are baptized, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Spirit is given by who? It is given by God. It is the Spirit of God, and he puts it into man. It is given by God. The Spirit is the Spirit of God. God gave us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 7 and 8. God gave believers his Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord, church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. It tells us that, for God has not called us into uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despised not man, but God, who had also given us his Holy Spirit. So children of God, you're a believer, you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been saved. He says, when you despise, you're not despising for the sake of despising, you are despising the Holy Spirit of God. That Holy Spirit that has come upon you at baptism. So that God gave us his Spirit. He put that Spirit in every believer. And for a purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit we've established, and it is established by 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. That Spirit is the Holy Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God that comes into every believer to help, to assist, to do so many things in the lives of us, the children of God. God had realized right from the beginning that life as a believer would have been difficult, may and would have been impossible if we did not have the gift of the Holy Spirit. A lot of things that we do is because we have the Spirit of God in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we have the Spirit of God in us, we are able to do so many things. We are able to be counseled. We are able to discern. We are able to talk to God. Praise God forevermore. So what are these functions? There are so many functions in the Bible. So many, many things. So many roles. So many things that the Holy Spirit was sent to do, to accomplish, to achieve in all our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. And as we read that scripture, let's go back to Acts chapter 1 to see one of the functions of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. One of the things that we believe that he was sent to do was to empower us believers. Acts chapter 1 and verse 7 said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. 8, but ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So, when you're baptized and the Holy Ghost has come upon you, what do you receive? Empowerment. You receive empowerment. You're empowered to walk in the precepts of God. You're empowered to serve God. You're empowered to live in righteousness. You're empowered to live above sin. You're empowered to do that which God has asked us to do. You're empowered to be bold. Boldness comes upon you. Those things that you could not do, you begin to do them. Those things you could not say, you begin to say them. Because you have something empowering you. You have something supporting you. And that something is the Holy Spirit. He says, after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. He asked the disciples, stay in this place. You have not yet been empowered. But you stay until you receive the promise. And the promise that he was talking about was the Holy Spirit. And when we read scriptures, we see that when the Holy Spirit came upon them, when the Holy Ghost came upon them on the day of Pentecost, they went out with boldness. They began to preach with boldness. They began to go to places with boldness. Because now he says, then you will preach. The power is to do what? The anointing, like we said, is anointing to do. The power is what? A power to do. To do the work of God. And to do it with boldness. To be able to say, thus saith the Lord. The Lord has sent me here. This is the word of the Lord. This is what God has said. It's scriptures. You're not speaking your own word. You're not adding, you're not subtracting from it. You're able to tell this man, you're able to tell that woman and say, look, this is what scripture says. This is how you should live. And this is what you should not do. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Holy Spirit empowers us as believers. We are meant to stand on that power. It is a foundation for us. It's something that we're all meant to stand upon with boldness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 17. Let's go to that scripture, beloved. Let's also turn to that place. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. We are looking at scriptures today and seeing what God, the empowerment of God to us believers by the word of God, not by our own power, not by our own might, is by the spirit of the living God. Everything that we do, if you're a minister in this place, if you're a leader in this place, everything that you have to do, your achievements, everything, he says, not by power, not by might, it's by the spirit of the living God. You cannot achieve by your own strength. Bible tells us that. It says, by strength shall no man prevail. If you want to prevail, if you want to rely on your own strength, we know that at the end of the day, it will be frustration and disappointment. So know that today, children of God, the power that we have is a power to do. The power that we have is a power from the Holy Ghost. It's a power that comes from God. It is His Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that He has given unto us. Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, another function of the Holy Spirit. It says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Another version of scripture says, another translation says, it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, He gives freedom. So, children of God, believers, once you have received the Spirit of God, you are no longer in bondage. You have become free. Praise the name of the Lord. We have become free. And that is the part of the vision of Conquest Chapel. It says to raise worshippers, liberators, and a people of dominion. By scripture, it was meant to liberate other people. He has given us the spirit of liberty to be able to go out there in the power of God to set people free, to set them free by the word, to say, look, you are not a slave. You are not in bondage, but God has set you free. Don't wallow in ignorance. In ignorance. We are meant to give them understanding that, look, whom the God sets free is free indeed. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of people still carry that ignorance within them because of sin. Yes, we acknowledge that we were born in sin. We were created in sin. But it says that He has set us free. He has set us free by His Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And whom the Spirit of the Lord has set free is free indeed. So another function of the Holy Spirit is liberty, to liberate children of God, to liberate those who are in captivity. Captivity in their minds. Some are in physical captivity, but a lot of people are in captivity of the mind. They are in captivity of the mind. Things that their forefathers were doing. People are held in bondage. They say, this is what they do. At so time of the year, we must do this, we must do that. All those things are not of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So He's setting us out there as believers. And look, don't believe the trash. That comes from the kingdom of Satan. It comes from Satan. But God has given you a spirit of liberty, a spirit of freedom. We need to set ourselves free. We need to set ourselves loose. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to set ourselves free and declare our freedom. Declare our freedom in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we were at a meeting a week ago with Pastor Pastor Ade. And clarity began to come upon me. Things that had held us bound. And believer, I tell you the truth. In marriage, in those days, they would say that you can't marry this person. Because he's from so-so tribe. Beloved, I will tell you that I'm a victim of such. Praise the name of the Lord. He's Igbo, he's this one. He's not from... So, acculturation. But we thank God for... It was at that meeting I said, And my sister too was speaking and she was saying, look, I have also been a victim. Because our parents said, no, don't cross this. You can't go to these people. They are bad, they are evil, they are whatever, they are whatever. And we know that that is a lie. Praise the name of the Lord. Imagine so many men, so many women who are also being tied down because of cultural differences. And saying that, look, you can't marry this person because this person doesn't come from where you come from. Because I don't want you to go to that tribe. And of what benefit is it today? My brother, my sister. Praise the name of the Lord. So we need to set ourselves free. He says that we are one in Christ. We are one in Christ. I mean, that is just one example out of so many. You know, and that thing has tied so many people, tied their hearts, tied them. No, I'm waiting for, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No, but God is saying, no, that person is not meant for you. You are meant to be in this. You know, a lot of times I'll sit down and think to myself, and I would say that if some foreigners, the other day I was watching Bishop Idahosa and this his wife, a white woman, and I would say, this woman left her home in America and came. I truly admire such union. But they have been liberated way back. But look, don't tell me that. Preach that message to me. It is not of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So what does the Holy Spirit is telling us today? That look, the Holy Spirit is giving us the spirit of liberty. Liberty, freedom in our mind. And we're saying also at the leaders' retreat, look, we need to organize meetings that we can really come out and speak about issues. Speak to the youth, speak to the unmarried ones, speak to the everybody. And let's liberate ourselves. That is what our mission is all about. Anyway, let people speak out. These are the things that I'm going through. These are the reasons why I'm tied down in this part of my life. These are the reasons why I've not moved forward. If we can get the counseling, it's part of what the Holy Spirit does. If we can get proper counseling in those areas, say, look, what are you afraid of? I perceive that it's fear that is holding you down. Destroy the fear in the hearts of people and let people move on. And let the kingdom of God be expanded. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So today God has come to set us free. Set yourself free from all those acculturation of men, men's ideas. You know, those who planted those ideas had the reasons why. They had their own reasons. They were not born again. They didn't have the Spirit of God. So how can they use what happened to them in 1900 and 1800 for this generation? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must set ourselves free. Praise the name of the Lord. And beloved, I will tell you that at that meeting, it was not a preaching meeting. Mommy would tell it, but I got delivered in that meeting. I got my deliverance in that meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. And I give God praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God be praised. God be praised. Hallelujah. And I pray that somebody else is being delivered, even as the word of God is coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans 8 also tells us something, and I will quickly read it. It says, therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So what we have been doing is we have been condemning people. There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made them free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, thus sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do mind the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So, then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Praise the name of the Lord. So as long as you are in the spirit, you would please God. In your union, you will please God. Anything that you are doing, if you are in the spirit, God is pleased. In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. What else does the spirit function as? He leads. He leads. The Holy Spirit leads the believer. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 4 verses 1. 1 to. It's a bit long, but I'll try to read it quickly. Luke chapter 1. I'll just jump to the other part of it. I'll read from 14. No, I'll read from 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you read from the beginning, you know that the angel appeared and told them that they were going to have a child, and they had been without child for quite a while, and we are told here what his greatness, it was revealed to the parents, and the things that he was going to do, that he was going to set free the children of God. He was going to be led to do the things that God had called upon him to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Holy Spirit would lead. He leads. He leads believers. Praise the name of the Lord. And there's a particular portion in scriptures. Oh, sorry, I read another place. Luke 4. Luke 4 from verse 1. He says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And we know that scripture. How he was led, he went. The next line says that, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said to him. Now, Jesus was being led right from the beginning. He had the Holy Spirit with him. And here comes Mr. Devil to think now that he could deceive him. So, believers, let us look at it that when you have the Holy Spirit walking with you, he's by you, all around you. No matter what the enemy brings, as long as you are being led by the Holy Spirit, you will succeed. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ. He was being led. He was really hungry. But then the devil came to tempt him. And we know that he overcame every temptation that the devil brought to him. So he leads us as believers. So as believers, what do we need to do? We must accept the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us learn to accept the leading of the Holy Spirit. Any other thing that the enemy will do will just be rubbish, will not make any sense. At the end of the day, the enemy will be the loser. Praise the name of the Lord. But as he leads us, we must accept his leading. That is what that scripture, I want to bring out in that scripture. If the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you've accepted the leading of the Spirit, At the end of the day, testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember that our mommy, the Lord, gave us a testimony. She said that she was going to minister somewhere. And the Spirit began to lay it upon her heart and to do certain things. Take a gift. Wrap a gift. She didn't know why. But she accepted the leading of the Spirit. Did as she heard the Spirit say, go and do this. And when she got to that place, it was testimony. It was the birthday of her host. Praise the name of the Lord. So as children of God, when the Spirit is leading us, we must accept the leading of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit also shows us things to come, which is also the same thing that I said. John 16 and verse 13. He will reveal things to come to you. As long as we accept his leading, his guidance. Jesus Christ in Luke 4 accepted. He was led into the wilderness. He accepted. He accepted. He did not argue with it. John 16 and verse 13. He says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. When we develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, he leads us, he guides us, we accept it. He will go before us. Before events happen, he begins to tell us. He begins to reveal unto us. He reveals things to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember also that Proverbs says that some things are hidden. But to those who know God, he says he reveals those things that are mysteries. Proverbs 25 and verse 2. He says he will reveal it to kings. And you and I, we are kings. Praise the name of the Lord. He reveals things to come. You just sit down in your room or you're by yourself and God is telling you, do you know what? This is what's going to happen tomorrow. I remember a testimony that was also shared when during the time of that September 11, and certain people missed going to the World Trade Center because God had just impressed it on them. I believe the Holy Spirit was walking on them and said, look, don't go there today. Some were delayed. Some didn't know why. But God had impressed, don't go there today. Something is about to happen. They didn't know the full story. But then they obeyed. As being led, don't go to work today. You can imagine you are going to work and say, don't go to work today. Stay. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember our brother also shared that testimony. That he wanted to go to work. Something was telling him, don't go to work. He didn't know why. Don't go to work. I'm meant to go to work. But he said he obeyed. And at the end of the day, it ended up in testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. So when the Holy Spirit is, you are in relationship with the Holy Spirit, he will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you things to come. Things that have not been shown to any other person will show to you who have a relationship. You who as the believer, he will show you. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit also helps us to produce fruits. Hey, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we laugh about that. It's our year of fruitfulness and productivity. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Mrs. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I caught it. Praise the Lord. It is a year of fruitfulness. It is a year of productivity. Galatians 5 and 22. Galatians 5, 22. Praise the name of the Lord. God is improving our conduct on the altar. The Holy Spirit cut that off immediately. I was rebuked immediately. No, don't say that. Praise the name of the Lord. The altar must not be desecrated. Praise God forevermore. Galatians 5, are we there? Galatians 5 and 22, the fruit of the Spirit. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Holy Spirit is asking you to love somebody, or to exhibit joy, or to show peace, is that there's no law against such. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. But a lot of us, we got it twisted. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit functions in us, and we are to show love in our community, show love to your fellow men, show love in your community. Is there any law against that? Can there be? Is that wrong? No, it is not wrong. Because this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Be kind. Be kind to the next person. Live peacefully with people in your community. There's no law against that. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, show meekness, temperance. Against all this, there is no law. Praise the name of the Lord. So as believers, we check the word of God. How am I to conduct myself? What is the Holy Spirit saying I should do? The Holy Spirit is telling me, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Show concern for that person who lives next door to you. And as scripture also says, it says when your brother comes to you and says, please, I'm hungry or I need clothes. And scripture is saying that, no, what you should do is extend some substance to that person, especially when you have it. You don't say, oh, God bless you, peace upon you, go your way, be warmed and be clothed. How? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He says, no, let's do something. Do something for that man or that woman. Show compassion. Show compassion, show mercy. He says, these are the fruit of the Spirit for every one of us. He says, these are the fruit of the Spirit. If we were not doing it before, I know that we will start doing it. Praise the name of the Lord. We will start doing it. Let's be concerned about those in our community. And now we are hearing things that is because the church, the Christians are not showing love to those in their community that certain sectors want to rise up against children of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Wherever we are, we should be known as a people who care. They should be able to say, go to that sister's house, go to that brother's house, go to the house of Mr. So-and-so, and they will take care of all that you need. Praise the name of the Lord. Go to this church, and if you need this, you need that, they would attend to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So, the function of the Holy Spirit is to produce these fruits in the lives of believers. Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that God has already produced that fruit. The fruit in us is for us to begin to use it. To begin to use it all around us. In our homes. In families. Praise the name of the Lord. Gone are the days when we would hear that people in the same family are not talking to one another. Do not love one another. Brothers do not love sisters. Sisters do not love brother. Husband, no. It must be a thing of the past. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we are believers who know that we have the Holy Spirit. We are being led by the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. We are being led by the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So we begin to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit guides us. He guides, He counsels, and He teaches us all things. John 14 and verse 26. He guides us. John chapter 14 and verse 26 says to us, He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. The Holy Spirit is able to teach you things that you did not know. You know, God knows all things. Our brother was testifying of an issue that he had, a computer issue. You will think that God does not know computer because computer was not in the time. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. But he testified here in this church. He had some issue in his websites, whatever. And he went to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you have to help me. I don't know this thing. You just give me the solution. And he says right there and there where you asked the Holy Spirit when he was having his bath or something. God told him the solution. This is what you need to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So our God is a digital God. Hallelujah. He understands technology. The one who made technology before technology came. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He's a digital. He knows it. Even the computer or IT that has not been developed, God already knows it. And he says he will show you all those things. We only have to ask him. We only have to ask him, Lord, reveal to me what kind of computer. Is it a terabyte computer or whatever? I don't know what it's going to be in maybe 2-3 years. 2-3 years time. I'm telling you. You know, many years ago, when we were using all those, what do you call it? That one that you put in. 3.5 disc. Pastor, this is not even 3.5 diskettes. Diskettes. Floppy drives. You know, for me, I thought that was the height. If you know the amount of 5 1/4, 3.5 diskettes that I have, I can't use them now. He has information. But you won't even find a computer that you can use. Praise the Lord. It has become obsolete. It has become obsolete. And in those days, it was a treasured commodity. Not knowing that down the line, it will be nothing. I'm sure that the young children that we have now, they don't even know what. They don't know. They've never seen it. If you bring it, say, what is this ancient? What is this? They won't know what it is. Praise the name of the Lord. But in those days, for me, it was I treasured it and kept it. It was, you know, keep it very well for me. But now, so God is able to teach us those inventions. In fact, He's able to make us inventors. When we walk with the Holy Spirit, He said He will teach you things to come. He will show you things to come. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the Holy Spirit for you. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit ministers truth. He ministers truth. John 14, the same 14 and verse 17. He says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise the name of the Lord. He is the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit that ensures that you are on the side of truth. Praise the name of the Lord. You are on the side of truth. You're on the side of holiness. When people are saying now, do it this way, because that is how it is done. You stay on the side of truth and say that, for me, this thing, I can't because of so and so lie. Because you have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is functioning in us as believers. Praise the name of the Lord. He's functioning in us as believers. So he shows us. Excuse me. The Spirit of truth. That is who the Holy Spirit is. And that is the function. His function in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he says that is what it has been put in you. As you received Christ, you received the Spirit of truth to stand out in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit also helps us. He's our helper. He helps our infirmities. Romans 8:26. He helps our infirmities. He helps us to make intercessions. Romans 8:26. Romans, are we there? Romans 8:26. It says to us that, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit helpeth, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, sometimes, like scripture says, He helps us to make intercession. If you're a believer, you've been baptized, you receive the gift of baptism, and you pray to the Holy Spirit. I don't even know what to pray about. Holy Spirit, help me with this intercession. Help me to pray through. He would help you. He would help your weaknesses. The Holy Spirit helps us in our distress. It's another version of Bible that is saying that. When you're in distress, call upon the Holy Spirit. He's available. Call unto Him and say, I'm in distress. Please, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me in this situation. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit also helps us to do the will of God. He helps us in our relationship with God. And that is in John 16, verses 13 to 15. The Holy Spirit helps us. He directs us to do the will of God, to be obedient to the word of God. Are we in John 16 and verses 13 to 15? Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine and shall show it to you. He will show it to you. He will show you what God wants you to do. Everything that God wants you to do, even by His word, the Holy Spirit leads us. He will lead us to say, no, this is what God is saying in scriptures. And like Mommy was saying to us at the leaders' retreat, it is so essential that we know scriptures. So when the Holy Spirit is saying to you, this is what God is saying you should do, not this one. If you don't know what scripture says, you begin to doubt. Meanwhile, the Holy Spirit has given you guidance and counsel that this is the will of God for you. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must know what the will of God is. And that example in Luke 4, chapter 1, when our Lord Jesus Christ was being led, He knew that it was not the will of God for Him to bow down to the devil. He knew that what the devil had come to offer Him was what He praise the name of the Lord. So if when the Spirit of God is a Spirit that has been put upon every believer for our good. It's the Spirit that has been put in us for our good to help us. Praise the name of the Lord. And He bears witness with our spirits. The Holy Spirit bears witness. He bears witness with our spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So sometimes you think, I heard something in my spirit. Something said. It is the Holy Spirit who is bearing witness in your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans 8 and verse 14. Praise the Lord. And we would close soon. It says in Romans 8 verses 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so, Be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Praise the name of the Lord. So, this is our God speaking to us in so many different parts of scripture. In Old Testament, in New Testament. Telling us and reassuring us that we have the Spirit of God in us. We have the Spirit of God. He says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He's bearing witness with you that you are a child of God. You are a child of God. You are being led by the Spirit of God to succeed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Bible is telling us that we are to walk and to live by the Spirit. You are to live, you are to walk by the Spirit. We are all to live and walk by the Spirit. As believers, the Holy Spirit is very essential. It's very essential and very important in our lives. It's a part of us that we cannot do without. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, without him, our existence in the world as believers would be very difficult. Because how would you get the leading? How would God teach you things? How would you hear from God? Praise the name of the Lord. So, what do we do? Beloved, invite him into everything. Invite him into every part of your life. Don't shut him out and say, this one, no, I can take the decision on my own. No. We invite the Holy Spirit into every situation, into everything that we do. And like Mommy was telling us that she has learned to pray. Pray about everything. Don't say that, no, this flower is just, how will I be disturbing God? No, God wants to know about this flower. Anything, the minutest details, God wants to be concerned about it. I said that iron sharpened iron, so the Spirit sharpened the Spirit. That Spirit that God has put it in you. You know, continue to use it. Continue to talk to God. God, I carry your Spirit. I carry your Spirit in me. Remember also that Bible says that all those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So our association with God, our relationship with God must be in spirit and in truth. Beloved, I say again that God is telling us, in conclusion, God is telling us that we are to walk and we are to live in the Spirit. The Spirit controls the physical. So when you settle it in the spiritual realm, when God has revealed things to you in the spiritual realm, in the physical, it just becomes a walkover. It becomes easy. Praise the name of the Lord. When people are talking about it, I know. In fact, you'll be the one telling them that so-and-so-and-so things, go and watch out. This is going to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Then they'll come and say, how did you know? He said, God revealed it to me. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what it means to carry the Holy Spirit, to carry the Spirit in you. Praise the name of the Lord. My prayer is that we, from now on, begin to take our relationship with God, God the Holy Spirit, we take it seriously. We take it seriously. Praise the name of the Lord. We begin to ask God things that you think don't matter. But beloved, I tell you that everything in the hands of God, everything to God, as a child of God, everything is of importance. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word that you have brought to us today. We thank you, Lord, for the hearts that have been opened unto you. We thank you, Lord, for the goals that have been corrected and changed. We thank you for lives that have been transformed, even by the word of God. Holy Spirit divine, he says, those that are led by the Spirit that are sons of God. Father, we pray in Conquerors Chapel, we are the children of God. Holy Spirit, continue to lead us in the name of Jesus. In every area of our lives, Lord, lead us. Where we have made mistakes, where we have gone wrong, Holy Spirit, we pray correct all those errors in the name of Jesus. Help every one of us to give glory unto you as we become changed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? Let's put our hands together for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. He's a good God. He's worthy. He's worthy to receive. He's worthy to receive our praises and our adoration. In the mighty name of Jesus.